Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Yes, here we are. Once again, I'm Steve O'Dell from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, and I'm not Steve O'Dell. I'm Lauren Twitchell from San Antonio, Texas.
That's right. What's your handle?
My handle on the message boards?
Yeah.
Bread for a Stone.
I just like calling it a handle. It throws me back to my CB radio days.
You did CB radio? Not CBH radio? You did CB radio.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had my own CB right in my
And
right
what
my
was your bedroom. Handle then?
That's before the days of the internet and chatting and that kind of stuff.
Right.
My handle is All Ears. I don't know what it was back then. I can't even remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's
I should remember.
That's fine. And you know, mine, I don't know what yours came from, All Ears, because
yeah,
you're not all ears. But
no.
Mine came from that verse in Matthew, which of you, when your child is hungry, would give him a stone
right.
rather than bread.
Right.
The words
that's
of
cool.
Jesus.
Yep, that's pretty cool. Hey, so this is the behind-the-scenes podcast of the
Inside
hit
Scoop.
Family radio drama Down Gilead Lane.
Woohoo!
And,
I
yes.
love the hit family radio drama. That's cool.
Yes.
And
here's the deal, guys. We are really tight on our schedule.
Yes.
I have been swamped this week. I made the mistake of taking a little time off earlier this week, but we planned it a long time ago, and at the time we planned it, I didn't know that I would be this far behind. So I've been playing catch-up ever since I got back, and I'm not
catch
talking
up to
about...
the point that episodes that are airing in the next couple of weeks are going out now.
Right. So this is going to be one of the rougher kind
quickie
of...
picky.
Right.
Not cheesy teasy, but it'll be quickie picky. But we are going to cover everything because we have a lot that's going
everything.
On. We are going to cover it all because, as you all know, season 10 has premiered.
So true.
It is.
But I'm not going to edit anything on this podcast.
Oh.
So, yeah. What you hear is what you get.
No, you will edit something because if you make a mistake, you always edit you. You always leave mine in.
This time, I think I'm really going to try to... not do that.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right. So we've had two episodes of Down Gilead Lane that have aired so far.
Yes, and actually a third probably by the time people hear this podcast.
Yes.
They will have heard the third. But let's dive into the reviews of the first two.
Okay. And we have the first episode was
An Approaching Shadow.
Yes.
I can't believe that I'm not editing this because, see, right there I would back up and say, oh, I'm going to say that a little quicker.
Yes. See, now is this the unedited Steve and Lori podcast? You
That's
might
right.
have to edit because my son is running around my house and may very well burst in the room and, you know, say
yes.
hey or something. But we did have An Approaching Shadow.
Yes. And that was the launch into season 10 and kind of picking up from the moment of the bulldozer.
Yes.
But actually not really. I mean, we did pick up at that moment, but then we backed up. We went back 10 months, I believe, to
mm-hmm.
during a time when Monica and John were both running for mayor of Coleraine. And we got to see some of the behind the scenes things that were happening in Monica's campaign that we didn't know about at the time of being there in the story.
That's right. So it could actually, though it's been called 10-1, it could actually be 9B, season 9B, because
that's
we got
true.
A lot of filler detail. You know, a lot of people were talking about that. We weren't sure how people would feel about hearing things that they had already heard, because a lot of that first episode was clips.
Right.
You know, things that people had already heard.
But we had to put context to, you know, where the...
Yes.
the new material that we're doing, where
and
that all kind of
John Fornoff
out.
Did a brilliant job putting A and B and C all together, filling in all the gaps and all the details
yep.
very well, so that now people have a better idea
yeah.
of what happened in the background, but they're still kind of not sure what Monica's up to.
Right. I mean, we got to know a couple of characters, a Reverend Brodsky,
mm-hmm.
who is the pastor of a large ministry group called the Peace of Heaven, and we got you know we got to hear a little bit more about the E District, the Entertainment District, and mm-hmm. there's more information on that on episode 2, so I won't go too far with that.
Right.
But what else?
There's some question about Peace of Heaven, isn't there? I think we might leave this a little bit ambiguous, but is it peace like P-I-E-C-E?
Oh.
Or is it peace like P-E-A-C-E?
I just assumed it was like peace, like as in peace instead of
like
war.
Peace, man.
Yeah. But a piece of heaven, I don't know. But that's
I think we're going to leave that ambiguous.
Huh.
We don't know whether it's a piece of heaven or
right. The
piece of heaven.
Right. Huh.
And Lori totally derailed that. And see, normally Steve would edit this part, but we're going to keep going.
That's right. We're just going to plow ahead. Another thing that was sort of additional materials, we didn't realize that John Morrison was feeling some measure of turmoil about something that he couldn't really put his finger on. And at the same time, that's also going on with Grace. So they're feeling the approaching shadow. I think that's where the title comes from.
Exactly.
And I guess the question is the shadow still approaching or has it arrived? I don't know. Maybe we should.
Covering the land.
I don't know.
But, Steve, I don't know if you knew this.
What?
But there's this really cool thing going on the message boards where people are starting polls.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? So instead of having to go and read through the entire thread, you can go right to the poll and say, wow, 9 people thought that this was a totally awesome show.
Oh, yeah. So we're getting that kind of quick feedback.
Yes, because it's got all the different colors on it, and you can go in there and you can vote. And, there were a lot of 3 stars, a lot of 5 stars. I think people were just very excited about this episode. There was a lot of conversation about, was it good to include the clips? A lot of people seemed to like that, but there were a couple who said, I felt like I'd heard it all before kind of thing. But really, it was awesome. That's what a lot of people are saying. There were a lot of exclamation points.
Oh, good. Those
are good. Live for Christ said it was awesome. I think I'm beginning to be a huge fan of DGL.
Thank you.
And so we really, really love that. And J-Man, I love hearing from J-Man. It seems like it's been a while since J-Man's been on the boards.
Yes.
But he's wondering about Peace of Heaven. It sounded like a Christian organization, but the fact they're dealing with Monica has to make you wonder what they really are. And he also wants to know how Gilead Lane is going to work as a 4-lane highway.
Well, yeah, that's a big question. And maybe that should lead us into discussion of Choice Morsels.
Yeah.
10:02, the second episode, talks a little bit about, in fact, even Zach himself says in the opening, "Welcome to Down Gilead Freeway."
Ooh, yeah.
Or was Down, really Down Gilead Expressway? I think it was Expressway.
It's one of those big, not Gilead Lane things.
Parkway? Hey, do you ever think about how people drive on a parkway, but they park on a driveway? Yeah.
Steve and I are really scary sometimes. We're twins that were born a couple years apart and just, one of those things. But we have a newbie that I was very excited about posting on the Choice Morsels thread. It's Kitten. And Kitten says, "I've got a really bad feeling about this ministry that's coming. I think the Morrisons should have paid closer attention to Haley's dream." And it says, "God showed things to people in the Bible through dreams, and he is never changing." I love that, because God doesn't ever change.
Well, like even the book of Romans talks about how one of the spiritual gifts that we're given, that we are as believers are given by the Holy Spirit, is the gift of prophecy.
That
so,
is true.
It may not look exactly like, how Daniel or Isaiah prophesied, but I do believe that there are Christians who have the gift of prophecy and can speak the words in the mind of God. And so maybe that's happening with Haley in that dream. Who knows?
You never know.
But she was a little off the mark, as we now know, as far as the assumption that she and the other attic agents made. Mm-hmm. About Monica and the E District, the Entertainment District. That was something that she was working on during her campaign. Mm-hmm. Seems like she was kind of like waffling, like she was kind of working on bringing in the Entertainment District, but also working on bringing in the Peace of Heaven group, and that seems to be the direction that she went.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Huh.
We've got a lot of things that are coming up this season. Obviously, I think these two episodes showed we have a lot of things that are coming up this season.
So true. But
am I allowed to tell them about some of our meetings?
Maybe not.
Okay. Okay. Because we'll save that for another episode.
That's one of those things that I would have to edit on a normal podcast.
Oh, okay. See, there goes Steve's cheesy teasy days are over.
That's right. It was one time only.
You just get that at the end of a season. There's a lot of questions about Bill Mincer.
Yes.
Is he good? Is he bad? Who is he? What's he doing?
What are some of the questions?
Well, there were some questions about whether Bruce in the episode was related to Bill Mincer.
Huh.
And what Bill Mincer is up to. Is he a good guy that has just gotten kind of caught up in something else? Kitten, again, says, I'm fairly certain Bruce isn't related to Bill Mincer. He's got a different company. I don't think Monica is using this ministry to get rid of John as mayor because she started negotiations with him when she thought she was a shoo-in. Uh-huh. So that kind of goes in there because there's just lots of questions. We have created lots of questions.
Huh.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And
we can answer some of those. How about this? How about if I just bring an end to any kind of controversy that there might be regarding Bruce and Bill and say there is no...
There's no
relationship there. As far as, I mean, there's no
right.
family connection. I don't think they probably know each other.
Right.
But no, they're not related and they're not necessarily anything other than,
and
you know.
J-Man recalled that in that episode where Mr. Mincer was introduced, he was with someone named Mike when he came to look at the house. So,
that's true.
Bruce wasn't there then and... no, those were not related. So we can answer those questions about Bill Mincer. There is only one Bill Mincer.
Yep.
And I think that's the answer to that question.
Until the clone season. I think season 14 or 15 we're talking about, I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Yeah, see, there's Cheesy Teasy right there. You've destroyed half of our
I would
brainstorming
say more,
sessions.
More cheesy than teasy on that one.
Yeah, we will. But the poll results on this one were pretty interesting. 4 and 5 stars. Both,
okay.
They were only one separate.
Cool.
You know, 5 stars was up there.
And we were going to mention something behind the title there, Choice Morsels. We talked a little bit about the title on Approaching Shadow.
Is it about cookies or salad or anything? Ranch blessing?
That would be funny. Let's put some choice morsels on our ranch blessing. Reference from Proverbs 18, Proverbs chapter 18, talking about how words of gossip are like choice morsels.
There you go.
John Morrison talks a little bit about that toward the end of that episode, but that's where we got that from.
Yes. So there's our very quick, we understand it's quick, wrap up of episodes 1 and 2.
Yes.
And we have 10-3 coming up this weekend, which by the time that you hear it will be out there. If you have not heard it yet, you are behind.
That's
right. Go to hiskids.net, get that player, and get going.
Listen to
that episode.
Listen to Coloropolis.
Yes, the review thread's already out.
Yeah, that's true. As of today, Friday the, what is today, the 11th?
The day before Coloropolis.
Right. There has already been a... review thread created for Coloropolis. It's not an easy one to say.
No, it's not. And you know, this, I think we're going to talk a little bit more about Coloropolis. You want to do it now or do you want to do it at the end?
Let's, whatever you think, Lori.
Okay, let's do it now. We'll do 1, 2, and 3, right, all together?
That's what I wanted you to do, so.
So the brain vibes were working and they got to me. And Coloropolis, a lot of people. Have speculated that Coloropolis must be about what Monica's planning to do with coloring.
And by now they've found out that they were
wrong.
That's
not. I was very surprised at that because in our Cheesy Teasy podcast, we specifically mentioned after we aired the clip.
Yes.
I can tell that we're going to be at WWW again this year.
Right.
And so I really thought people were going to kind of pick up on that.
Yeah, I think maybe what might have been at play there is that you and I, Lori, are old. So we're aware that, you know, Superman's home is Metropolis. And
yes,
we were going to
tell a kind of a play on that.
Sort of a spoof on the superhero genre with this episode. So we decided to make a spoof on the name of Superman's city.
Which this was a very fun episode to write.
Yes. And oh my goodness, was it fun to produce.
Because I think that this is one of the only episodes. I mean, occasionally I giggle.
Yeah.
When I write something and I'll go, oh, that's good.
Right.
This one I read out loud to my husband and he was like hitting his forehead going, oh,
that's
you're
great.
Kidding. You put a kid in a well and a dog in a, you know,
a
things
tree
on
or,
fire.
Or,
yeah. And if you haven't listened to the episode, guess you were just spoiled.
Well, that's okay. Those weren't major plot points.
Right. And I had a lot of fun writing this episode and I just can we get the kid who plays Tim and the girl who plays Hope? Do you think we can get them to dress up as Meteor Man and Dough Girl?
We have to come up with a Meteor Guy and Dough Girl costume first. But yeah, if we ever if we ever put something like that together, I will definitely have them wear them. We'll take some pictures, maybe even some video, and put them everywhere we can
online.
Think to put them.
Yes. Great marketing and advertising. There goes
yes, there you go.
But that was a lot of fun. And that episode was fun, and it was intended to be cheesy.
Yes, over the top with, you know,
I mean,
kind of
we know
the same idea as the showdown, you know.
Yes.
What we're doing when we do a WWW episode is we are doing kind of a tongue-in-cheek throwback to the old radio days.
Fantastic. I mean, so. Superman was a radio serial.
It's true.
And we just were very excited to be able to do this, and I thought it was a lot of fun. And the reviews have not come in yet, obviously, because
right.
At the time of recording the podcast, it hasn't aired. Although
yes.
There is some discussion on here about his kids online something that it might be up now. I don't know, but but there are no reviews regardless. But
yeah.
When you review it, people keep in mind that it was meant to be cheesy, crazy.
Yes. But there is a good message in
yes.
there if you, you know, if you're. If,
there are a couple of really good messages.
If you don't
in
get
there.
Distracted by the whoosh sound of the superheroes, there's some good morals in there as far
mm-hmm.
as, you know, leadership and trust and things like that. So
and taking on the mantle of leadership.
Right. And letting go of control and trusting when the situation calls for it.
Yeah, we have those two playing together,
yep.
kind of dovetailing together in that.
Oh, and for what it's worth, I think I want to try to do this from now on, although I'm not fully prepared to do it right now, but I'm going to jump in anyway. For what it is worth, this is one of those episodes that has a retail version that is longer than the broadcast
yes.
version.
Yes.
We had to cut scenes for time on this one. So, you know, that might help in some of your purchasing decisions if you really want to hear everything there is to hear.
As we were discussing earlier, pretty much it seems that the trend this year is going to be if Lori wrote an episode, there's extra stuff. I mean, we got one of them coming up that's big,
yeah.
extra stuff. Like, you could almost add another episode of Down Gilead Lane with what was cut. In the episode.
Almost.
And that script that I just turned in. Whew, yeah. There might be another episode of Down Gilead Lane in that one.
We may have to make that one a two-parter.
Yeah. I thought about that while I was writing it. Woo. But anyway, yes. There's extra footage, audio
yeah.
to
right.
Coloropolis. And we may entice you with some of that in our next podcast.
Deleted
as well.
Scenes. Yes. We're talking about maybe putting portions of deleted scenes into the podcast.
So that people who aren't, here's a good segue, so that people who aren't downloading right away will understand the difference between the MP3s
yes.
that are available
and the
broadcast
versions. Yes.
Would you like to explain that, Mr. Technical Guru?
Sure. You want to go into that?
Yeah, it's a great segue.
Okay. All right. Well, there has been some controversy about the audio quality of the streaming version of the show that you hear on the His Kids player from our website and the download MP3 version that you can get from oneplace.com. Now, you can listen to it streaming on oneplace.com. you know, which is basically it doesn't download to your computer, but you can hear it kind of like played in real time. And the quality of that streaming version is the same as the quality of the His Kids Radio streaming version. But the download MP3 that you get from oneplace.com is a higher quality than the streaming version on hiskids.com.
Right.
That might be not very clear, but basically the difference is you have to pay $3 to One Place to get that. Now, we also have a downloadable MP3 version of the show that you can download from our website, actually from our store, shopcbh.org, and that only costs $2, okay? So it's $1 less, and it's the full
retail version.
It is the uncut version. So if it's a show that had to be cut for time, you can get that from our site. What you get from One Place is only the broadcast version. So you pay $1 more, and you only get the 24.5-minute version, whereas if you go to shopcbh.org, you pay $1 less, and you get the full retail version of the show. I hope that makes sense.
Yes,
and
it does.
I know that we have not been very timely in getting those on the store site, and we're trying to do better, you know, at having those available, having the MP3s for download, for purchase available, you know, when the show airs. It's just a matter of coordinating with our webmaster to make that happen. So we are working on it. So look for it. And hopefully I'll try to put an update on the message board to let you know when the version available for purchase is there.
Yes, so that is our attention. And even if it doesn't get up right away, it is worth the wait.
Yes.
You know, we are very devoted to making sure that you get the very best quality at the very best price.
And I don't want to, you know, steer anybody away or talk anybody out of going to oneplace.com. If you want to go there, pay $3 and get it, you know, right away or virtually right away, please, by all means, go for it. I don't want to, you know, tell anybody to not do that. I'm just saying here are the facts. You can get, you know, a cheaper and longer version of, you know, many of the episodes from shopcbh.org. It's just a matter of, you know, if you don't want to wait, I guess. And we're even working on addressing that issue. So there
yes.
you go.
So
okay.
Okay, yes. And just so that you all know as you're listening, the knock on the door was not intended in the
so
podcast.
So much for my, I'm not going to edit this episode.
Yeah, that's my fault.
That's a pretty clean edit, though, so that's not a problem.
Yeah. My 3-year-old son came and knocked on the door just to make sure mommy was still here. And came in and just kind of looked at me and whispered, "Hi, Mom," and then he left. So
sometime we should actually interview him on the podcast.
If he would love that. He really would.
All right. Well, there you go.
So there's a little tease for sometime in the future.
Let's say podcast 17.
Okay. We will interview John William.
John William interview in podcast number 17.
Yes.
And it may just be a, you know, 1 or 2 question interview.
This is my mom.
Right.
It might be all it is, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
But we'll see.
All right, cool. So next, are we ready for, you know, that, you know?
I think we are.
Okay, let's roll the music.
Upsy-do, now stomp your shoe. Here we go with the male haiku.
Season 10 is here. It's aired. It's on. It's here. Yay. Now, what did you say? So that's our male haiku.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh in the middle of the haiku. I just like
it's okay.
Yay.
No, Steve actually heard me writing it today. Because once again, the majority of my life is multitasking.
Yes.
And so, you know, talking with Steve, what are we going to talk about today? And I'm in the background going, now what did you say? Now what did you say? And I'm trying to figure out.
That's great. Now what did you say? Which that actually brings me to this point. We need more haiku submissions.
Yeah.
We got a couple of great ones back a while back, and keep them coming.
Haiku 575.
575.
And it's all on the syllables.
It doesn't even have to sound Japanese.
It doesn't have to match. It doesn't have to rhyme.
Have to rhyme.
It doesn't have to do anything like that. And we love those submissions. Get creative. Yes. What do you think's happening on Gilead Lane? What do you want to talk about with the mail? What do you want to do? Send us the haiku. Look, I rhymed.
Wow. That was good. That might have even been a haiku. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to go back and count.
The point is you can email your haiku to the
We love your interaction with the
address,
podcast.
Or you can put them on the message board, or you can
call it in.
Call it in
and read it yourself.
We'll talk about the contact info in a little bit.
Right.
But right now, let's jump into that mailbag. Let's open her up. And,
okay.
What do you want to start with, Lori?
Well, I have a message here from Boink.
Boink?
Boink from the message boards has said, in the 7th podcast, you talked about making changes to the website. When do you plan on doing this?
Well, we are planning on doing this right now. So I think maybe she means, when are you gonna do it?
Yeah.
Or maybe Blink is a he. I don't know. Is the name even Blink?
It's not always. Yeah. Boink.
Boink.
Boink. B-O-I-N-K.
Well, that's probably it. No, who knows? Anyway, all right, so I'm not editing this.
No, you're not editing this. You keep saying that, but you're probably going to edit it.
No,
anyway.
I'm not. Okay, so the website, we were talking about doing like the contest, kind of like a fact-gathering thing, you know, where you have to comb through all the pages of our website and find answers to obscure, you know, questions or things like that, and
yeah.
then, you know, fill out like a form.
Scavenger
like
hunt sort of
thing.
Take
a little quiz. Yeah, like a scavenger hunt, exactly. And I know that that's still being worked on.
That's very difficult to kind of put together.
Yeah. I know that that's still in the works. They haven't, like, abandoned that thing, as far as I know. It's just it hasn't come as quickly as we thought it was going to.
I think that's one of those fun things, and then real work gets in the way.
Yes, that's what happens, yeah. We get all kinds of ideas for fun things to do, and then it's like, oh, yeah, we also have a job.
I have to do this, 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 and this, so. But we are still working on it. It is still
yep.
being put together.
Keep watching for it.
Yeah, and you know that you will hear about it here.
Yep.
When it goes.
When we have it in place, for sure.
Exactly. And so, do we have another question, Mr. Odell?
Yes. This one comes in from Steven. And you know what? I just also have to mention here, don't forget to let us know where you're calling from. Just give us the town. Don't need your street address, you know, just town or even state would be fine.
Yeah.
If you're calling from overseas,
zone.
Or not calling, but writing or calling, wherever. Wherever you're coming from, we want to know where
you're
at.
We just like to know. We like to know where our listeners, we know that you spread far and wide across
yep.
the globe. We just would like to know where.
Yeah. And so that kind of leads me into this question, which is all about location. And I'm sorry because it doesn't go both ways, because the question is, where in the Midwest is Coleraine? And we're not going to tell you.
Sorry.
So please tell us where you live.
We're
not going to tell you where Coleraine is.
Coleraine is not a real town.
No, it is a fictional place.
Some of the places are mentioned that are real.
Yeah. We know that someplace in Wisconsin is where Mary is from, and it was like a 5-hour drive there.
And they went to school in Pennsylvania.
They went to college in Pennsylvania, yes. And we have taken trips to Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C., and
Peru.
Obviously Wisconsin. Peru, yes, but we had to fly to get there.
Mm.
So it is someplace Midwest-ish. I think a lot of people assume that it's Michigan because that's where CBH Ministries is located. But
at the middle of the country somewhere, and that's where your Coleraine is.
Right. So, sorry about the vague answer to that question.
And, you know, Steve, you're going to answer the last two questions that we have.
Must I?
Yes, you must. Actually,
okay.
You're going to answer the last three. So, just call this the Steve interview.
Yes.
Okay, so we have from Sharon...
Yes.
Whatever happened to Ms. Kopech? We were listening to a previous season last night, and we were wondering what was the connection between her and the Richters.
Hmm. Okay, well, this one takes me back a ways. Ms. Kopech was the lady who, for a while, was the sort of like manager of the Richters' bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But we established during that season, which I believe was like seasons 2, 3, and 4... that there was a prior relationship with the Richter family.
Deep, dark mystery.
Right, right. And basically what we were able to establish was that Ms. Kopech was hired by Tom Richter Sr., that is, you know,
Tom Richter
that we know, his dad, to kind of like watch over Grace while Grace was at the New York Institute for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say watch over, I mean like make sure she didn't say anything that would be damaging to the Richter's reputation, and kind of control the fund, the trust fund, which was basically a bank account that was used for all of Grace's living expenses. And that was actually provided by Tom Richter Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was kind of like a person that was in place to control Grace, but, you know, nobody really knew it except for the Richter family. And then when Grace, you know, grew up and became independent, Ms. Kopech no longer had that kind of like direct role. So she was brought to Coleraine to manage the bed and breakfast. And then she was also there when Grace moved back to Coleraine, and she was one of the people who was involved in kind of like spinning the, you know, or I guess affecting the reputation of Grace by saying little things, dropping little things here and there, like, oh, well, you know, you can't really trust someone
crazy
who's...
Grace.
Right, right. She was kind of subtly planting that crazy Grace propaganda, if you will.
Her entire life was about deception.
Right. But what originally put her in the position of being under the control of the Richters was the fact that she had had an unplanned pregnancy in her teens and had had to leave her family. Her parents pretty much disowned her, and she gave that child up for adoption. The Richters knew about that and held that over her head all her life.
Mm.
Yeah, so she had a lot of baggage kind of, you know, having to do with the Richters, and they had a lot of control over her, and it was and it was in season four that she finally, for the first time, asserted her freedom, her independence, you know, kind of from the Richters, and she walked away from that whole relationship, and that's the last that we've ever seen of Ms. Kopech. So hope that long explanation kind of explains everything. She may one day walk back into town. Who knows? Mm-hmm. She may not.
And, you know, I've discovered that I probably can answer this last question.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So Elena has submitted the question form on CBH Ministries website, which you can go and do.
Uh-huh.
And Elena wants to know, how old are Michael and Maya in the 10th season?
In and the 10th season.
They are 48.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Oh, Michael sounds 48.
Yeah.
His voice has changed. He's got one of those really deep voices.
Yeah, he does. He is that guy, Chris Blair, who plays Michael. He is so much like Michael, it's not even funny. I mean, I guess he always was, but now he is a football and baseball star at his school, which is
awesome.
A pretty big
Woo-hoo.
Sports high school here in town. So he's just like, you know, if Michael lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan instead of Coleraine. Anyway.
I think we just discussed that.
Yeah. They are the characters in the story at this point are at the end of ninth grade. So they're about to go into the summer before they go into 10th grade here in season 10. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Right. Yes, which we've had some discussion about that. People are still a little confused on the age of everybody and where everybody is and all that stuff. So, but there's the Steve O'Dell answer.
There you go.
And you do not get more official than the Steve O'Dell answer. Even my answers are not nearly as official as those.
But yours are much more fun. When you said 48, I was like, what?
Yep. And I'll bet you somebody somewhere laughed.
Good.
I hope.
That's the goal.
And we have one more question.
Yes.
That, again, I cannot answer. This is a Steve O'Dell question.
I'm sorry.
It is from the message boards.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're right.
And don't be sorry, you are the Steve O'Dell guru. it's from Daniel R., whom we love and adore, one of our very, very, very faithful fans.
Uh-huh.
And it says, in the most recent April prayer newsletter posted this week on the CBH website in the email lists section,
yes,
it mentions to please pray for creative director Steve O'Dell as medical tests and evaluations are being done on him. Is this anything we should be praying for regarding his health? And if possible, please update us.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here's the skinny on that. First of all, Daniel R. gets the CBH prayer newsletter, so way to go there, Daniel.
That's awesome.
And anybody else who wants to be informed on CBH-related things that are in need of prayer and also praises are listed there, too. They can go and sign up for that at our website, cbhministries.org. But, okay, this is not that huge of a deal. I don't think it is anyway. I've had this strange pain issue going on sort of off and on for the last year. And my wife basically, she got tired of hearing me complain about it. So she said, go to the doctor. And it's really kind of hard to, I don't know, it's kind of hard to diagnose. It's sort of hard to even describe. But we think that it is nerve related, that it has to do with my nerves, my nervous system or whatever. And so because of that, my doctor, who was really a great doctor, very, very thorough, he ordered all kinds of blood tests, which we've gotten the results on those, and basically they don't show any problem with anything. And he also ordered an MRI. An MRI is kind of like an X-ray, sort of like scan type thing. And so that's actually happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the MRI, I'm kind of excited about it.
And you... You know, not a lot of people are. My mother works in a hospital, and there are a lot of people who need to be medicated before they do the MRI. I'm glad you're not one of those people.
No, yeah,
and, you know,
I don't.
You got this nerve thing, and it's been going on for how long? About a year?
Yeah, yeah.
That's about how long we've been podcasting. So am I getting on your nerves?
Maybe that's what it is.
It could very well be
so. Frazzled from the podcast.
Yeah, and see, and I don't want to make light.
No,
a serious situation.
I probably shouldn't either.
You know,
but
Steve and I have been discussing this week, and I'm praying for him, and so is my family. And
thank you, and thank you, everybody out there on the on this message board thread who said you're praying. I have a feeling that the MRI is going to come back similar to the blood test. It's going to be saying, yeah, your brain and your spine look totally cool. There's nothing wrong.
Lori Twitchell, check. You're just. too weird for Steve Durst.
It really, really is not something that's like agonizing. It's not really like a huge, huge debilitating thing. It's just every once in a while I just get this weird pain. And so we're just checking it out. So I will, I'm going to meet with the neurologist, the person who can interpretate the MRI, meeting with him next week, the 15th. And I really, really think he's going to say, there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine. And if he says that, I'm going to be like, okay, cool.
All right. And we will update you on,
yes.
on this.
Yep. So thanks for praying. And I guess pray that we could at least find something.
Something.
That shows
yeah.
that maybe I got like a kink in my back or something like that can be corrected. Something that is treatable.
Simple, treatable, or easy to say it's over.
Right, right. That would be great. As opposed to, we don't know. I guess.
Yeah, because
you know,
if you don't know, it's still going to be all out there and up there
right.
and all of that stuff. So, and with that, that's the majority of our feedback. That's our
yep.
our stuff. Our mailbag is done.
Yep. So we could do a little preview, I guess, of upcoming shows. I guess
10-4, good buddy.
Yep. Coloropolis, like you know, has already aired by the time you're hearing this podcast. So if you haven't heard it, check it out. And then the week of the 19th, it's Good Buddy, which we talked a little bit in our cheesy teasy podcast. But, you know, that's about friendship and kind of what do you do when your friend's making not the best choices.
And we'll once again leave the United States for that one.
Yes, we are leaving the U.S.
So like the second time in Colerain history and Gilead history we do that?
Yeah, well, second or third, yeah.
Something like that.
But we'll hear from Marcy again on this one. I'll just say that.
That's a good tease. Yeah, Marcy, first heard from in Shades of Chartreuse.
Yep.
Makes a return visit in this one. And this one was a very fun, powerful one to write.
Yep.
And this one also had a lot of extra footage.
Yeah, like 4 minutes worth.
Right. And then the week after that had like, how, what'd you say, 8 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the week after that, 10-5 and
yes.
10-6, the already my favorites for the season.
Yep. 10-5 and 10-6, they are, Well, we already announced the title, so I don't know if this is redundant, but Sandcastles in Storms, and then Is God in Pittsburgh.
Just incredible. I can't wait to talk about those ones. So we will be back podcasting sometime probably in about 2 weeks.
Yep.
We like to hit about two episodes at a time.
Right. So we'll talk about episodes 4 and 5. We'll read your feedback on episode 3 and talk about 4 and 5 and whatever else we have to talk about. And we will have the interview with John William. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, that will be very, very interesting. And one of these days we'll get your kids on.
Yeah, cool.
And the others of mine. So I think
where
we are.
Before we roll the closing theme music, if you want to ask a question or give a comment or some specific feedback about anything Gilead related, call our toll-free comment line, 877-937-5397. Give us your first name and where you're calling from. Or you can email us, ccfuncast@gileadlane.org, and give us some specific something or other to quote you on or to talk about in the podcast.
Yes, and there's always the message boards and the website. You can go to the CBH website, see what's happening with CBH Ministries, and check out the Down Gilead Lane section. There's a message board. As we mentioned, review threads with polls. You can go in and give your review. You can go in and just vote. You can talk about what Monica's up to. All of that happening there.
Yes. All right, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this time around. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And remember, every day needs a little John William. See you later.
I have a response. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi, John William.
There you go.
Oh, he's so cute.
Hi is here.
Yep, he said hi in there, in the microphone.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Do it one more time, very loud in there. Oh, he's going to do it very loud. He's probably going to blast the microphone.
All right.
He's getting right up there.
Microphone!
Microphone!
Nice.
So you have plenty of outtakes now.